You're considerably more tired than that, Doctor. You're near physical exhaustion. He pulled one of Holly's eyelids up with a thumb and scanned the pupil underneath. And emotionally drained as well, I'd say. Holly nodded vaguely.
Well, maybe a...
he began, before pitching forward into Laya's arms, out cold. The doctor was quickly reassuring. He's all right, he said to Laya. She looked about to faint herself.
Are you sure?
The doctor nodded, gestured toward his gauges. I'm sure. Just worn out, like I said. He'll be all right with plenty of rest and care. He'll get that, asserted Cortez importantly. I'll see to it. Laya smiled at him.
Thank you, Cortez. That's very sweet of you. Why don't you start right now?
She nodded at Holly's still form, still crumpled between her and the tabletop. Cortez stepped to her side, and the bunch of them managed him into a prone position. Laya stepped back.
Thank you, everybody, she said to us, for showing such...
She froze at the sight of something over my shoulder. We all turned around. Lewis was still standing at the entrance of the seal. His face was hard as stone, his muscles drum tight. He was staring at the black scout suit, which had been propped into a sitting position in a chair beside the workbench, wires and tubes streaming outward. Laya took a step toward Lewis.
Lewis, are you all right?
He turned slowly at the sound of her voice. He raised a trembling arm and pointed at the suit.
What is that?
That's a scout suit, Lewis. Holly's been using...
That's war shit, he shouted, livid with rage. What's it doing here?
But, Lewis,
protested Laya meekly, clearly unnerved by the incredible transformation of personality.
You knew this was a fleet project.
I knew you were in fleet. I didn't know you were fleet, goddammit.
He turned and stared at us, fury and disgust rippling his features into a fist. Then he walked out. Nobody moved for several seconds. Then came the collective sighs, and all was activity again. Laya hovered over Holly, mumbling rapid-fire questions the doctor gamely answered. Karen strode to the intercom and ordered a Springer team to the lab and intensive hookups for Holly's sleeping quarters. Cortez and a couple of techs began clearing a path through the electronics for the Springers to better reach the bench. I sat down heavily in a chair and lit a cigarette and pondered.